Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour on this Monday afternoon. With us in studio is David Baruthio from Baru 66, the Blue Tomato and Prime, and also Michael Leo from the Strudel House. Thanks for being with us, guys. Good to see you both again.
Good to see you, Michael.
Nice to see you.
You know, I've never been to Europe during the Christmas holiday, but because I know both of you guys, and you post regularly on Facebook and several other social media sites, I have been seeing loads of video and images of towns and cities and where the contrast between the celebration there with the lights and the holiday festive spirit and here is palatable. It's very different between the two places. One would think that you know Christmas is happening in Europe, but here, not so much sometimes. So before we get into talking about the restaurants, give us a flavor of what it is like in your country, Michael, in Austria, and in yours, David, in France this time of year.
So in Austria, really the leading up is, we call it Advent, you know, and since our country really is more based on the Roman Catholic style, so we honor all the religious holidays, and also yesterday was a holiday in Austria. It just fell on a Sunday because it was St. Nicholas Day, but it was the start of a Jewish holiday, so it's a federal holiday now in Austria too. But Christmas leads up more to be nothing before, like December is quiet. You meet your friends, you call them. You don't buy presents and stuff like this. You want to socialize with them. You want to meet them because all year long you're so busy. You have personally, you have kids maybe or other things. And it's more about to spend the time at least once a year to with them and go to the Christmas markets and buy local crafts from people who made them, not made in China, made in Salzburg or Kitzbühel, wherever it is, made and stuff like this. So it's more about the inspiration, about it's Christmas. It's not about, it doesn't matter if you're a religious person or not. I think everybody gets kind of, let's call it, sucked into the whole atmosphere because it's more about being human. It's not about, companies don't rule Christmas.
Yeah.
It's about atmosphere, about coziness, it's about a hard, warm feeling.
It's interesting you should say that because just yesterday, the Grinch that stole Christmas was on television, and my 7-year-old granddaughter said, you know, Zadie, she says, you know what Christmas is really supposed to be about? It's not about all these presents and things. It's about supposed to be about family. So that's very
good. Exactly. That's the most important thing what you can have. Absolutely. That's how it is in Austria. And then when Christmas arrives on the 24th and Christmas Eve, then we have 14 days of Christmas.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And David, in France?
Well, in Strasbourg, where I'm from, you know, right on the border of Germany, Christmas is, you know, really present. It's been, actually, we've been hosting the longest, oldest Christmas market in the world.
Really?
That started to the medieval time and just expanded, that attract millions of visitors. And I remember as a little boy when you walked on the street, what Christmas is about. It's a little bit in, you know, what Michael said, it's about, you know, it's about tradition. It's about cold weather. It gets really cold, you know, in Europe this time of the year. And it's about smells. It's about lights. You know, you go in the street. There's a crowd of people in the street, you know, and they're not necessarily there to shop. They just want to be part of an atmosphere.
The atmosphere. Yes, the experience.
Atmosphere. Yes.
You know, we like the outdoors, so we go outside. Outside, and it doesn't matter if it's 10 below or 5 below or 32 degrees,
so what
we
you
go
do,
outside.
You know what? You keep you warm. You go in one area, it smells like mulled wine. You go in the other area, you know, you got those
chocolate.
Little chocolate, and then you warm up your hands, you buy a piece of paper that has roasted chestnuts in there. And it's just like, you don't necessarily buy things. You look at things and you walk around, and it's magic.
Yeah,
and the
photographs and some of the videos that I've seen, lights are everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's strings and strings and strings of lights and golden colors.
Yeah, and cities dress up. They make it like you guys did 4th of July in a way. They make they dress it up. It's a festive, happy time. For all religions, not just because people always come to me and, this is a Catholic, Christian thing. No, it's for all religions.
It's a season of
celebration. Especially since we're kind of in this period right now with religion anyway. Even the Muslim community. I have a lot of Muslim friends in Austria who join us in the pre-Christmas celebrations because you spend time together.
Yeah, right. All right, so we've kind of outlined a little bit of the differences between here and Central Iowa and what it's like in Europe. In your two countries, and you're both restaurateurs and chefs, and I think this is kind of the interesting intermingling that we get to do from time to time. How do you bring some of that to the local population through food and dining?
You know, for me, you know, at Brew 66, you know, where we are every day, and it's more about you know, we try to bring the food scene and the aromas, the texture. So, you know, it's like foie gras, you know, truffle, gingerbread, chocolate, you know, all those things that a little more rich food also because it's summer, but that's what you want. And we got a big Christmas tree in there and we play Christmas music and, you know, it's about the ambience. So we created, like every year we come up in December, we have our special Christmas holiday menu that is available every night, and it's $40, four courses, and I mean, it's also a great deal. And yeah, it starts today, and it goes all the way down to December 30, and you get to choose between two entrees, two appetizers. And you get a little intermezzo, and you get the choice of two dessert. And it's like, you know, you got duck on it, you got foie gras into it, you got chocolate, you got gingerbread. We have a gingerbread ice cream, and it's pretty cool.
Interesting. So $40.
$40, I mean, it's a deal.
And still, but the idea is to bring home to this part of the world that cultural experience.
Well, for me, also, you know, to give you an example, it's the time of the year where I get the most homesick.
I saw a post from you.
Like, I'm homesick. You know, I see the postage from my family in Europe and all the glamorous thing and the tradition. And here you go. I mean, you go in the street here in the morning. You barely think we're in the holiday season.
Yeah, I know. Michael, what about Strudelhaus?
Strudelhaus, the same thing. You know, now this time of year is all the fine cooking of the food what's available this time of year, and then also Christmas cookies and chestnuts and all this stuff, and all the smells and flavors of cinnamon and spice. It's only this time of year because we don't do this 24/7. Once it's gone, it's gone, and then there's nothing in January or February. It's a whole different
spirit,
thing. Yeah. And also, you know, our menu is based on the season, what we eat at home this time of year. It's kind of hearty food. It's because it's cold. You know, you want heavier soup, you want heavier meals. And because it's cold outside, you're supposed to snuggle up and be cozy and warm and forget about the hectic what we in our society today have. Like he says, it's also hectic here. It's like nobody has time. And all of a sudden, oh, Christmas here, dump the tree the next day on the street.
Yeah.
And you forget about what it really is. It's supposed to be about humanity spending some time together and cozy up and enjoy life. That's the best thing. And you can offer this in the restaurants very well, because if you enjoy food and you have a good conversation with the company what you're going to go with, you can spend a day and a night. You know,
absolutely.
That's the nice thing about it.
And so this is the way in which you, who are listening to the broadcast or this podcast, can, you know, get a little bit of the European flavor of the Christmas holiday by going to Brew 66. That's in Windsor Heights on 66th and University, or also at the Strudelhaus that people tell me. I've never been to Vienna, but they tell me that it is just like walking into a cafe in Vienna. So, must be.
Right to do.
That's what you, well, yeah, if you're there.
Little heaven in Des Moines.
There you go. All right. It's the Strudelhaus, as well as Brew 66. You have a special as well every...
The menu is really based on, for the month of December, it's based what Mr. Chestnuts and all those things what you can get this time of year, glue wine.
I saw the glue wine special,
And everything is just like you want to bring the feel a little bit as much as you can back from home. And like he says, homesickness is, if you not have been homesick before, you don't know what homesickness is.
David, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Michael, thank you for coming by.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to all.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. We will have all of the links on the podcast page, so you can go directly to their websites to see more about Brew 66 and the Strudelhaus. We've got to back out of here. We've got Laura Kennard coming up next. We're going to be talking about networking and some social media tips for business next on the NewsHour. I was talking with a friend.
them soaring.